Richard and his band of dirty men, packing up their Bowie knives, rolling up their tents, foraging for sustenance like chocolate-covered bugs, swindling the tourists with oriental rugs. They thought they had it down packed, but Pat got up and left. So Waramar was taken in for alleged auto theft. He had tried to stop the camels from walking on the roses, to save the whales, achieve world peace, and change his name to Moses. But never in his life would he dream of what would happen, for Waramar was to become a prince in purple satin. Purple satin paints, but Jimmy sat in water. Purple had to wash his hands, so Jimmy had his daughter. Running around Arabia with a pocket full of shells, or collected in Jerusalem, where pastors often dwell. With a passion for the princess and his fingers manicured, he ignored them when the people said his turban looked absurd. They traveled on to places that were far away and costly, until she looked him in the eye and said, "All right, we're lost, Lee." So Lee, our man, and the tuna can checked into their hotel. "Oh, tell me if you can, my friend, which button rings the bell." So Waramar is shot, and his band of dirty men traveled on to retirement and to the bitter end. They all collected pensions and walked on streets of gold, but please don't ever mention the story you've been told.